We're going to look at the word atonement today, actually. The Hebrew word for atonement is Kippur, hence the Jewish holy day, Yom Kippur, which is actually plural for kafar. This word has multiple meanings, such as make an atonement, which is where we actually get the word Kippur, or to put off, forgive, purge away, be merciful, or cleanse. Now let's compare this word for afflict. Afflict, the word that they use there is ana, A-N-A-H, which also has multiple meanings, such as afflict, self, which is where we get the word or the translation, afflict, and also chasten self, deal hardly with, gentleness, humble self, weaken, submit self. Those meanings, the meanings behind these words start to make up the characteristics that you would expect to find in someone who is along the lines of being godly. The meanings behind these words alone explain exactly what fasting is all about. They explain exactly what it's about, and that we must put off and put away the lusts of flesh, vanity, and of our pride. When we abstain from the things of this world, we put our focus and our attention on God and thus draw closer to Him. We also learn real quick that we alone cannot survive without God in our lives. For just the foods and drinks alone we consume are blessings from Him. And He knows our souls, that we need nourishment for our physical bodies, or else we would perish. We also, by afflicting and submitting ourselves, make a sacrifice to God. Thus our minds become more focused on serving Him. By this we purge and cleanse ourselves, as the word Kippur can mean. So just remember all those words I said. Purge, put away, cleanse, humble, gentleness. Sounds like Christ, how He was. Now we're going to turn to my last scripture for our for the sermonette. Turn to Daniel chapter 9. And we'll go to verse 3. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. Right after Ezekiel. Okay. Oh. Scrambling numbers in my head now. Okay, yes. Daniel 9, verse 3. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make a request by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant and mercy to those who love Him, and with those who keep His commandments. The words that Daniel spoke here, it's a good example for how our attitudes ought to be when fasting and praying to God. He's calling God great and awesome God. Those are encouraging words for any of us to hear. So him having this attitude towards God, that's great in God's eyes. Very great. And fasting humbles us in the sight of God. And as stated by Christ in Luke 18, chapter 18, verse 14, in Luke, I'm not going to turn there, but if you'd like to look, you may. Luke chapter 18, verse 14, it states within there, "For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Not for our purposes, but the will of God Almighty." We, in our most lowly states, grow closer with our loving God. And this fast day, or this fast today, is doing just that, brethren. So remember, for today and the next time you fast, that it's not all about the food and the drink, the coffee and donuts that we get every Sabbath. But instead, remember these spiritual factors we talked about today. And remember to be joyful. And remember those words with Kippur and afflict, or Kippur and Anah. Remember those meanings behind them. Purge away, clean, put off. Very powerful things behind it. And just for a title, A Spiritual Reveal to Fasting. Remember this, brethren, all the things we talked about, and may this, the message, especially for what it pictures in the future, of this fast day, be in your hearts.